If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,600 thanks to BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/Anna and Raven. Leah, you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Leah.
Thank you.
All right, Leah, Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You'll have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. He gets the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready?
Ready.
Number 1, Scream 7 has a release date, February 27th, 2026. The villain in Scream is still one of the top Halloween costumes of all time. What's the antagonist's name?
Pass.
Number 2.
Don't know.
Kate McKinnon will debut her new novel called The Millicent Quibb School of Etiquette for Young Ladies of Mad Science. It's going to be geared for middle schoolers. She was part of what movie that made over $1 billion in 2023?
Barbie.
Number 3. Lady Gaga says her fiancé asked if he could propose to her before he actually proposed. She also said she doesn't know if the wedding will be just the two of them at a courthouse or a circus with unicorns. What's the name of her new movie that comes out tomorrow?
Stoker.
Number 4, Time Magazine's 100 Next list of emerging leaders in the world includes Shaboozy, NFL quarterback C.J. Stroud, and the artist that sings the songs Please, Please, Please and Espresso. Who's that?
Carpenter.
And number 5, Andrew Garfield says he would 100% be into playing Spider-Man again. He received international attention when he played Eduardo Saverin, one of Facebook's founders, in what 2010 movie?
Facebook.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Leah.
All right, let's see how I do there, Leah. 1,600 smackers.
All right, number 1, and whoever's helping her in the back. Okay. Leah, who do you have with you?
My grandson, Cooper.
Oh, very fun. Okay, good. All right, number 1, Scream 7 has a release date, February 27th, 2026.
Okay.
The villain in Scream is still one of the top Halloween costumes of all time. What's that antagonist's name?
It's Ghostface.
Ghostface. Number 2, Kate McKinnon will debut her new novel called The Millicent Quibb School of Etiquette for Young Ladies of Mad Science.
All right.
It's going to be geared for middle schoolers. She was part of what movie that made over $1 billion in 2023?
She was Weird Barbie and Barbie.
She was Weird Barbie. Number 3, Lady Gaga says her fiancé asked if he could propose to her before he actually proposed.
Mm.
She also says she doesn't know if the wedding will be just the two of them at a courthouse or, quote, a circus with unicorns.
Yeah, I believe her.
What's the name of her new movie that comes out tomorrow?
Joker 2.
That's right. Number 4, Time Magazine's 100 Next list of emerging leaders in the world includes Shaboozy, NFL quarterback C.J. Stroud, and the artist that sings Please, Please, Please and Espresso.
That would be one of my ex-girlfriends, Sabrina Carpenter.
She was never your girlfriend.
It's true.
Number 5, Andrew Garfield says he would 100% be into playing Spider-Man again. He received international attention when he played Eduardo Saverin, one of Facebook's founders, in what 2010 movie?
Only thing I can think of is Social Network.
Yeah, Social Network.
Woo!
So I always, if you watch that movie, you feel bad for Eduardo Saverin because he gets like cheated at the end.
Yes.
Do you know his net worth right now? Take a guess.
I have no idea.
Over $2 billion.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing fine.
Right.
It all worked out. And here's the thing is he got to like get rid of all the filth of what has become, you know, running that and owning that, right?
Right. He just got the money and got out of there.
That's it.
All right, Leah, he ended up beating you 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Leah and Cooper, and we can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time, you two. Enjoy that shirt. $1,700 tomorrow, Anna.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.